You're in tune to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today Mr. Wayne Beisel, Mr. Greg Jablonski. Welcome, gentlemen. I hope you had good holidays.
Yes, we did. Hope you did too, Dan.
Well, thank you. Thank you. How about you, Greg?
It was a good holiday.
Did you run around in your electric car?
I did.
Did you?
Yep. Yep. And then I took off to the cab, but I took my pickup because we were expecting some bad roads.
Oh, okay.
So we did that. We beat it.
Okay. They don't handle the same in bad roads as a regular
the
sedan?
The bolt won't go through the 12 inches of snow or whatever. No. Believe it, I know. It's hard to believe.
Okay. I think I'm being played here, Wayne.
Just a little bit.
Okay. Well, what do you have that buyers are looking for?
Well, we've got a few homes coming on the market here that the buyers are looking for. We've got a one-level townhome. We've got a three-bedroom split. We've got another three-bedroom split coming, I believe, on the possibilities here. So We probably got 5-6 houses that are coming on the market here within the next month or so, roughly.
Yep.
We could always use some more, though, because we got buyers that are looking for this one-level townhomes in certain areas are really going fast. They really, that seems to be our demographic, maybe, of going that way.
Yep.
But there is quite a need for them.
Yep, and that one townhome that's coming up, probably, I'm guessing, maybe a month from now or whatever, that's going to be in the location up by the church. It's all on one floor, nice location, good townhouse, good association. Just really a nice area.
That really is the thing, the coming thing, isn't it, townhomes?
Mm-hmm. It really is. Yep. But then we also have the other needs, like Wayne mentioned. We're going to have a house on 21st Street. Nice family neighborhood. Kind of going through doing some remodeling on the home right now, so it's in the remodeling stage. So it won't be ready for showing probably till April 1st, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then at that point, you know, redoing the back entry, redoing the entry, kitchen, dining room, things like that will be redone. And so it'll all be very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that'll be under $300,000. So in today's world, you know, under $300,000 is getting harder and harder to find. So
that's what I was just going to say. We can use more houses in that 200 to 250 range.
Mm-hmm.
They're hard to come by, but we've got quite a few people looking for them in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it is a hard home to find.
And it is. And it's like, you know, when we get these one-level townhomes, then if you have your Rambler that you've lived in forever, it's just really a hard decision. But there is a difference that it's always hard to explain, and you want to be ready. And we currently have clients that come out of their one-story Rambler and go into a townhome because they want to be set up with that somebody else to take care of everything,
mm-hmm.
which you kind of can't get in a single-family home. And everybody understands that the single-family homes require more maintenance. There's the lawn and all this, and with the townhomes, you do get that, so...
And, of course, sanding in the winter with ice like we've had and snow blowing and stuff. You do kind of get to an age where you say, I think I've shoveled enough snow.
You do get there. You really do.
Yep, you do. How can folks get a hold of you?
They can call us at 651-437-2121 and ask for anyone in the Home Results Group.
It's that simple. So what homes do you have new on the market then, the ones that you were just talking about?
Yeah, we were just talking about some of them.
Just talking about some of those homes. And, you know, there's going to be another small three-bedroom, and I assume that'll be in that 250 to 275 range. So we got a lot of upcoming things. Nice homes, nice locations. So I think we're going to have needs there.
And we talked about a little bit, one overlooking the river out of Prescott there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a executive Rambler, beautiful mm-hmm. home on 5 acres. I think we got another small farm place coming up. It'll be roughly 20 acres. So we got there's along with the other ones that we're talking about. So there's quite a few in the pipeline, but we need some more in that sweet spot. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, our topic of the week, you're listening to Talk Real Estate. Our realtors today, Wayne Beisel, Greg Jablonski from Home Results Group. Again, if you want to get a hold of them, 437-2121 and ask for the Home Results Group. We kind of touched on it a little bit, but when should you downsize?
That's a good question, Dan, and it's not only when, but and why, I think maybe is part of it also. And as you go through it, we touched on it a little bit, but maybe it's for a simple reason as, hey, when I was younger, I had kids growing up. My kids are now no longer in the house. It's time to look for something a little bit smaller. A lot of the maintenance issues that come up, the different things that you move to a newer, smaller townhome, you can do that. Maybe you want to look at it and say, hey, why do I want this nice big house? I get the equity out of it, and I can have my townhome here and maybe my lake home up north. Whatever. You know, there's different ways of going at it and looking at it. So.
Yep. And then it's also, you could be having some medical issues. You know, and then if you, you know, husband and wife team, you know, there's just always, so if you've had some medical issues, you want to be ready for, you know, unfortunately, maybe something that's not so good in your life, and have the housing all kind of squared away so you don't have to worry about it, you know. And it just is, it frees you up to do so much other stuff too. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get into the townhome, I think through my career, I've only had one person, and he's a very good friend of mine, that was disappointed in townhome living. But it's very unusual, and he just wasn't ready. He lived in the country. He wasn't ready to come into town. And that'll happen. But I think in most cases, especially if you've had some medical issues, you know it's time. And it's hard to say, if you've got a nice three-bedroom Rambler in town, it's all the house you need, it's hard to say, okay, why am I going to a one-level living? And there's just a difference in neighborhoods. There's a difference in the homes. And right now, we're currently designing a new series of homes, be all one levels. And I think they're much more current with the open floor plan. And it's life simple. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the things to think about, as Greg talked about a little bit there, is, but, you know, what is your health issues? You know, are you fine now today, but in the future, can you see something coming up? You know, whatever, you know, as you go through all of that, you know, and you go through and you assess your needs. What do you need? Do you need today I've got a formal living room and a formal dining room. Do I really need them anymore? Maybe I'm just satisfied with the living room, downsizing, making smaller, putting that equity into something else.
So times are changing. You said something interesting. Times are changing with the way we use our homes too, because there used to be a time when and correct me if I'm wrong, that everybody had to have a formal living room and dining room, and they've kind of gone away, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. They have, definitely.
So now it's like a big kitchen area kind of combined with the living room. Is that?
Yep, very much so.
That's more it now, yes.
Yep.
You know, and do you need, you know, as you go through it, as your family moves on or whatever, do you need the living room and family room? You know, do you have a need for both of those? Probably not.
Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. Do you need five bedrooms? Maybe not.
And somebody always says, well, when my kids come over for the holidays, and so I kind of come the, well, maybe you should be going over to the kids for the holidays.
There you go.
But that's all your personal decisions that you got to make. And they're very hard. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I know my own dad. There's only one way he's moving out of that house.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be the furniture movers either.
Feet first.
You got it. And those are the hard, hard decisions when you live there all your life. And I understand that. But when you have a spouse and you have to think about, you know, what's happening. I know in the past years, in one example, I built for a couple, and I had to ask the question. I says, you're in a townhome now. Why are you building a townhome slab on grade? And it was because the husband insisted on going downstairs, and he had a little balance problem. And wife says, this is not going to happen. I keep talking to him that he's not going to go down there. I turn around, there he is, he's down there. So, end that scenario. And they were very happy with the move they made. And we got him a nice screen porch backing up to the woods down there off of 36th Street. They just loved it. And it solved a little bit of an association thing. Our associations are, quote to me, much better. So it all worked out.
Are you finding that is the trend in building new places going to the townhome or townhome style of living, as opposed to like when we all, you know, went through our first homes and wanted to be in town in a neighborhood or out in the country in a neighborhood or whatever?
It's definitely a new product. And it didn't exist, you know. I think we built the first townhome in 1985, if that about. And from there on, it's just really expanded because it does fill a need that was never there. Everybody just had their small Rambler or the small house. There was no option to go into the townhome situation. And now today, it is very popular. And I think with most of our developments going forward, we're going to be doing almost strictly villas or one-level homes. Pretty close to that.
Are you finding then, because, you know, there's the supply and demand thing, do townhomes, are their values going up quicker than, say, single-family homes?
I don't know if I could say that, but I think the market is definitely, they're in higher demand, so prices should follow, but the prices seem to be holding very fair. And I just think that the needs there, when they come on, they don't take very long to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I'm going to even go a little bit different than what Greg just said. You know, is it a fair value? Yes. But is it, you go through and you got a townhome comparing it to a Rambler? You have to remember your townhome is probably a newer home and your Rambler is probably a little bit older. So you go through and you think, well, my Rambler is a lot bigger, but I'm going to a smaller house, but I should gain some money. And maybe the equity isn't quite everything you envisioned. But you got to remember the age and whatever else that you're all dealing with. So there's a lot of different variables within that factor mm-hmm. that you have to look at.
I agree. It's hard to get apples to apples on that comparison. Yeah. You have to realize this is a different product and you're going to have a different lifestyle. And so it's hard to justify it. You know, when you're coming from this great big four-bedroom, two-story and you're going into this small one level and the price is the same. How does that work, you know? So mm-hmm. there's sometimes...
But your expenses and everything else in turn goes down.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So there is some savings as you start looking at your own financials needs going as you retire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and let's. I think the other part that we need to all accept is that I believe that the 50 plus demographic is growing a lot faster, and or there's a lot more need there than there is underneath that. Hence, maybe the need for more townhomes.
Yep. Okay. And avoiding situations because I think as you get older, I've heard you don't have the stability, and I shouldn't make light of that, but you know, mm-hmm. you just all catch yourself doing this and doing that, and you know, it's. I do have to send you a little video on memory, too, Dad, which you'll appreciate. I meant to do that, but it's important to really get your life down to that point where it's very basic and very minimum so that you don't have all those things to remember.
The other thing I read recently, though, using the memory comment there that Greg just, which rang a bell with me, it's not so much maybe that your memory is getting that much worse as you get older, but maybe it's because you have more stuff that you can't find it.
Thank you.
And maybe it's time to downsize even for that reason. Right. Do you need all the stuff mm-hmm. that you have that you can't find what you really want?
Well, so. And I've always had a theory about memory is my memory's like a glass of water and it's full and you pour something in. I just don't know what's going out.
That is always the issue.
We're going to find out. I just don't know right now.
It's the hardest thing in the world to do. We all know that.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Yeah, the old eyes are spinning and the computer is going, searching. That button is spinning. How can folks get a hold of you?
They can call us at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody from the Home Results Group.
What are some other when you should downsize? I think we kind of hit on it, and retirement is probably one of the key points in that time frame.
Retirement is. It's also, though, you need to... Quite frankly, if you're going to make the move and you've decided to do that, make it while you have the ability to adjust to your new home, not later on. And I guess by that I'm saying, you know, if, I shouldn't grab ages, but as you get older and some stuff, it's harder to realize what changes you've made and what you're going through. You're better off doing it a little bit younger, I believe.
Okay. And I think it's also hard if you're put in the position where you only do it because your partner passed away. And now it's up to you to make that decision, to do all that move. It's up to you and your kids. So it's a good thing to do, you know,
when the two
earlier
of
on. When the two of you can make that decision together.
Do you find people that maybe are a little slow at coming to that decision, thinking, too, that, okay, so I had a house that's 2,000 square feet with a basement, and now I'm going into a one level that's only 1,000 feet, and they're scared of, well, what do I have to get rid of, or what do I have to part with? Is that ever...
I think you got two of them sitting in this room right now.
Make it three.
I think even just using the word scared, you're just scared. It's a change. It's a major change in your life. And never minding everything else that goes along with it, it's just you're changing. You might be changing location. You're going from down the block, down the street, down to a different city, whatever the case may be. But that in itself is a change. You know, and now you got to look at also is what don't I need because I am downsizing. Which item here isn't really that important to me? That's a hard decision to make.
Mm-hmm. Do you have people then that would help somebody to decide? Or the other thing is I'm going to, and I don't mean this to be derogatory toward any career or anything out there, but I just don't like moving. You know what I mean? It's
Dan, we have a moving arm within our group.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did.
It's become used more and more recently, hence the question, yes.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
It's hard.
Yes. And yes, if there is availability of different people, which we can help set that up for you, we can do whatever as part of helping the move.
Okay.
And including places of getting, if you want to downsize and get rid of some of your stuff, there's organizations that take it. There's different ways of doing it, including Craigslist, if that's where you want to go,
yep.
And or the local, you know, United Way type type places. So.
Yep.
So you guys can actually, as realtors, you help people, you know, make those decisions and how to do them. Because
more than Wayne wants to know.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And it does become necessary at some point, you know. And, you know, to Wayne's kudos, he really stood up and helped move some folks this weekend. That, and it's a holiday. And just went way beyond this to make it all happen because there was nobody there that could really take care of stuff on that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to do that sometimes. So, but luckily, I was out of town.
But you don't think that was planned, Wayne?
Or his bad back. That comes up quite a bit.
Oh, you have a bad back?
Can I tell you how bad my back is? Oh, it really hurts at certain times.
Yes.
When somebody says, moving, and I say, oh, God, it hurts my back.
Now, I've heard that people are like that, Wayne.
Yes. It's amazing. I've been to the doctor several times. He doesn't seem to be able to get it.
You can't find it, huh?
No. Sporadic. It's very sporadic.
But to get back on topic here a little bit, one of the things I think is your first step, though, is if you're seriously starting to consider it, give us a call.
Right.
We'll come through with give you an evaluation of what your home is worth, what you'd be looking at as far as moving, and helps you make part of your decision making. I think that's a major part of your decision making.
So you're truly there to help people no matter what stage of life they're in.
Correct.
Young, new, old, middle, you know.
Yes.
You are the people that know.
We believe we are anyway.
I think you probably are.
And it's the planning, you know.
Yes.
I think to help people, like, in situations, we've had houses coming on the market for months because you have to wait for the right nursing home, the right situation. Everything has to happen. So there's planning stages throughout, and we give you equity and figure out, you know, in some cases even the timing's not right or whatever, but we tell you how to prepare and to do a trust deed and seek legal advice. And, you know, it gives you kind of a game plan that you should follow. And kind of even if it's 4 or 5 years away, you can plan for it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was just going to say. It's a game plan for you. You don't have to follow it today, but maybe it's something you're looking at down the road.
Yes. So. And like you said, better as you're younger and you can handle it than waiting till you have to do it.
Correct.
Yes.
What's your phone number one more time, guys?
651-437-2121. And ask for anybody in the Home Results Group.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. I wish you a very happy and prosperous and safe New Year.
Yep. Same to you, Dan. Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Our realtors, Wayne Beisel, Greg Jablonski from the Home Results Group. And if you want to get a hold of them, 651-437-2121, Edina Realty's Hastings office, and ask for any member of the Home Results Group.